This is KUT. An Austin-based nonprofit that helps people sign up for health insurance is teaming up with another group that helps musicians access low-cost medical care. Foundation Communities is going to work with the Health Alliance for Austin Musicians, or HAM. As KUT's Veronica Zaragovia reports, the goal is to get more Austin musicians insured during the upcoming enrollment period for plans on the federal marketplace.
The two musicians in the local band Justif are exactly the people who Foundation Communities and HAM hope to see starting this Sunday. Both Tiffany Tice and Justin Marks are uninsured. Tice says the only way they can see a doctor is through the low-cost office visits made possible by their HAM membership.
Honestly, if HAM wasn't here, there's absolutely no way we could afford health insurance. We make ends meet enough to get by. Just enough to get by.
HAM offers low-cost services, including dental, mental health, and hearing, through private donations and partnerships with hospitals and doctors. But HAM's executive director, Renee Collins, wants musicians to know it's not health insurance.
While we're a great resource and we're still there, if you can get insurance, it's going to be better for you.
In fact, musicians will need to come to Foundation Communities either to get a HAM membership for access to low-cost care or to find out if they qualify for tax subsidies to buy commercial health insurance.
It's a new way of enrolling in HAM. In other words, it's, you know, HAM's not going away. We're just doing things differently.
HAM helped about 300 musicians pay the premiums of Obamacare health insurance plans in 2015. For 2016, it will help about 900 musicians get plans available under the Affordable Care Act. Foundation Community says it's getting lots of calls from musicians making appointments. It's looking for more volunteer certified application counselors to help. The enrollment period for 2016 plans on the Federal Insurance Exchange runs from this Sunday, November 1st, through January 31st. Veronica Zaragovia, KUT News.